The Hideous Creature Show.
Back, a four, a pit, two, one. A Kool-Aid dance, Kool-Aid dance, ho! Kool-Aid dance, Kool-Aid dance, ho! Kool-Aid dance, Kool-Aid dance, ho! Chicka, 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 hold up for me, I gotta put a sugar up now. Hey, shoot your knives. We're going to Hollywood to get it up off the wall. Yes, 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 yes. Get it off the wall. We wine the Kool-Aid man of the world. Living our life. Yes. Truly nice. Yes.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is Saturday, May 7th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode 94. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. It's good to have you back, Patrick.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I missed you so much last week.
I missed you. I missed both of you. I miss being here.
I had to octopus last week.
Oh, you had to do Dr. Oc, eight arms?
I had...
No time?
I had too much going on. Doing the movie Madness, which we got on the first take.
No shit.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, you know, do you remember that that's one of the first things that we did when we worked together?
Right. It was. And it was, I think the first one was you were trying to get by me with a bunch of dirty dishes that you had to get to the sink, and you went, out of the way, Peck.
And I
lost it. Right. I lost it.
That's when you fell in love with me.
I had fallen in love with you much before that.
After other stupid movie references?
No, I think it was when you were talking about Django Reinhardt, and that's when I was like, I love him. You just said something about him, like, you know.
What did I say about Django Reinhardt?
I don't even remember. It was something like, I'd suck his guitar strings, but there was some other things that were there. Wow, this is a sausage fest, isn't it?
Yes, by the way, listeners, Jenny is not here. She's out shrimping with hubby BT.
That's not code for anything, is it?
No.
Okay.
You know why I know it's not code?
Why?
Well, one, I saw some pictures that they posted of
their
shrimps.
Oh, I haven't seen those yet.
And I got a text from her. They got 400 shrimp already.
Wow.
And I can't wait to put those shrimp in my mouth.
Are you a cocktail sauce guy or no, just like plain?
You know what? I like mine grilled.
I just dip them in mayonnaise because mayonnaise goes with everything. It's like black. It's the new black.
Do you think that mayonnaise is the king of condiments or ketchup?
I think mayonnaise is the king of condiment. Although I won't use it with everything, but I won't use ketchup with anything because I don't.
You don't like ketchup?
I'll eat it. I don't think it's disgusting, but mayonnaise works a lot better with lots of things.
It's. You ever put it in soup?
Mayonnaise?
Mm-hmm.
No, not yet.
I went to this bistro once and they had this seafood stew. And when I got it, it had a dollop of mayonnaise on top of it, and I just went, that's fucking gross. And then I ate it with the mayonnaise in there, stirred it up, and it was divine.
But I would never put mayonnaise in like meatloaf, which I would just you know, you ever make a meatloaf and just squeeze ketchup into it because you need to into the meat?
Infuse it?
Yeah, you've never done that with meatloaf?
Oh yeah, well, meatloaf and ketchup go hand in hand.
You take some Ritz crackers and you crunch them up into the meat, and then you take like a half bottle of ketchup and just squeeze it in there. That's what you do with meatloaf. We do that on the East Coast. We call the Yankee blood.
Yankee loaf?
No, a Yankee loaf is something completely different.
That's
let's
a
not go
sexual
there.
Position?
Let's not go there.
All right, well, some of the things we're going to get to on today's show, we have our topic of the week. We have a game that we're going to play called VHS Cover Read-Off. I couldn't think of a name. That's what you get. We have a surplus of douchebags for you guys. And, of course, we have a little bit of movie madness. And I was wondering, Patrick, if we could get a little taste today.
You can get a taste. Give me 1 second.
By the way,
readjust.
God, I love it that you're doing sound now.
I'm glad.
It frees me up to just be an idiot.
I also have to say that I miss Jenny because I wanted Jenny and you here. And, oh, well, I didn't get that. I didn't show up last week.
Well, think about when she gets here, we're going to have shrimp. Actually, she calls it shrimp.
Shrimp. And she's going to be wasted. She's going to be like, oh, it's the three of us again together.
Well, she's also with family right now, so I don't think she's going to be wasted for that. I know there's cakeys all over the place, so.
Cakeys? She's not,
kids, children. Oh. So she's going to, and she loves being around the kids. But Jenny, we miss the hell out of you, and we can't wait for you to be here next week.
Do indeed. Here's Movie Madness.
You know, you afraid to come inside, have a cup of coffee?
He's from Texas.
Texans don't drink coffee?
Sounds familiar. Tyler's sitting in on the show again. He's officially our new
quality and control.
Yeah, I don't think that you have to have quality, Patrick, if you can have quality control. I don't. It sounds familiar to me, but I don't know what it is. Couldn't you think we'd get another one?
Sure.
You don't think I'm too fast, do you? I wish you put the brakes on.
Fast or slow, I just like the direction you're going.
Is that, Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
No.
No?
It is not Tobey Maguire.
Hmm.
Tobey Maguire is not in this picture.
I couldn't even barely hear what they were saying. Hope that the listeners can.
They probably can. Something about, like, is this too fast for you? I don't care if it's fast or slow. I just like the speed. Something
hey,
like that.
Maybe if you're a first-time listener to the program, we do a game here called Movie Madness where Patrick picks a movie, takes movie clips from said film, and plays them throughout the show, and I try to guess what they are.
And I apologize for this week because I had to actually take this film off of Laserdisc, which has some audio problems when you're doing it. And it was a new Laserdisc. It's not like an old Laserdisc. It was a new Laserdisc.
I'm curious to where you actually got a Laserdisc player. Or did you just like hold it in the sun?
I had I had played it in the sun and I had a prism. No, it's more of a recent movie, but it was on Laserdiscs. The audio sucks.
You have lots of media players.
They always release things on old, like they release things on vinyl that are new.
They re-release shit on Laserdisc. You're like, DVDs are, they're pretty okay. But you know what? Think of it as like a super DVD.
That's pretty much what happened.
Hey, I was thinking that we should maybe bounce up into our topic of the week for episode 94.
June, I actually don't really know what is our topic of the week.
Did you forget?
I kind of forgot.
I like that you forgot. Yeah. Today's topic of the week is our first exposure to porn.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
okay.
We put it into subcategories. The first category is the first time you saw porn, which, you know, now that we're dinosaurs, it was on paper. So maybe like a magazine or maybe a crude drawing. And then the next one is the first video you saw. And then the last one is the most fucked up porn you've seen. We kind of thought that because Jenny's not here. What the fuck is that?
Do it. I'm there. Go
Should
ahead.
I answer it?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to answer it.
Okay.
Sorry, Kenny.
I wanted you to answer it.
No, I... Okay, fine. Hold on. Oh, he hung up.
Anyway, do you want to go back and do that, or should we just keep rolling?
Oh, let's roll it. Fuck it. So, since Jenny's not here, and Tyler's here, and Patrick's here, and I'm here, we decided to kind of do a sausage fest show this week, and that's why we're going to go with the porn. Patrick, I was thinking that you should start with your stories.
Okay, the first time I ever saw porn.
Yeah.
I think it was, it's pretty fucking boring. I think I was like in somebody's house and they were ripping out, you know, their
a little B&E. breaking and entering?
No, I was like at somebody's house and they're like, hey, you want to see something? It was like his dad's Playboy mag. It was just like, okay, I see a naked woman. I'm like, ooh, okay. All right. The thing when you first brought this up to me was I used to have a paper route and I would go around.
Route?
Paper route, paper route.
Do you say route or do you say route?
It depends on.
Tyler, what do you say?
Route.
Okay, I had a paper route. Sorry.
Thank you.
I had a Yankee newsprint journey, and I was collecting one like Sunday for the paper route, and I was doing it with my friend whose name is Seth at the time. He was my Seth, and we were walking, and over on the side of the street there was like a bag. And for some reason, he was picking up through the bag, and I went to the bag, and like we went, and we opened up the bag, and it was a bunch of like really like it had been there for a couple of months, like muddy,
like
porn bags,
like wet, like from sitting in the rain and stuff.
Exactly, and the snow. There was because you know we lived in New England, and this porn, like you look at it, and it was really nasty porn. It wasn't like it was like you have jugs, and then you just have the one that's called jizz. And this was jizz.
Right. Well, like, for instance, Playboy is basically...
It's softcore porn.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Right. And then you have Penthouse that will show you a little bit of penetration.
Yeah, and then you got Sack Dwellers or something fucked up.
You have jizz. Right. You have jizz on
your
titties.
Was it jizz? Do you remember the name
of it? No, I don't. But the thing about... There were, like, three magazines in there. One of them just showed the kind of, like, the Penthouse shit. The other two were, like, really graphic, and I guess the editors have felt they were so graphic that they actually put black bars over the penetration scenes. Like, they put the black bars over, like, where the penis was going into. They didn't do it over the nipples. It wasn't like that, but it was like, oh, this is so hot for you to see. It'll blow your fucking retinas out. So they had to put the black bars in there. And I'm like, well, this other magazine, why does it not have black bars? And I was just confused.
Oh, you thought it was like a standard thing for porn that they would just put black bars on them?
No, because,
how old were you again?
I was probably like 12 or 13.
Oh, you're kind of, you were old, man.
My exposure to sexuality was like every time you watch a movie on HBO that you're watching with your parents, every time there was nudity, they'd be like, cover your eyes. Cover your eyes. Did you ever get that?
Yeah, but I always peeked.
Well, I always did. There was this awesome Indian blanket. I actually still have it at my house that I would always kind of maneuver it. There'd be a hole in it. So they'd say, cover your eyes. So I'd lift it up to my face and I could peek out through the hole like I was the Elephant Man trying to look out into the fucking London world. And but this was the first time like really graphic shit like you
and
know.
And you know with the blanket, sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
With the blanket there, I mean you're having to take a pause with finding this booty. It was like you could look at it for a week straight if you could stay away.
Right. And I think that's where it for a long period of time that's where my trepidation to vaginas came from, because in the one magazine that wasn't blacked out, it was like, I don't think anything on the body should be that red and kind of raw looking, unless like it's a gunshot wound, you know,
like a grenade went off in a deli.
It's the roast beef massacre of 1979.
Who wants a Reuben?
So that was my first exposure to like, okay, like you had the Playboy. You're like, okay, there's obviously a thing where women get naked and it's very nice to look at them because they're all, you know, airbrushed. But then you get to the jizz on a rope issue.
Right.
You're just like, wow, this is prison porn.
So, but you knew about porn. You heard about it, or was this like, did you just stumble upon it? And
I mean,
this is
I knew
it?
That like, yeah, I knew that. I knew that people like got naked for money,
but in magazines.
I mean, yeah.
But you knew it existed.
You walk into a like a shop, and there's, you know, you look at like you know Sports Weekly, you know Newsweek, and then there's the ones that you know there's Club, and it always is like Club, and you see the top of the girls.
Or that beat it off section at the at the video store.
You know, you have Newsweek, you have Cosmopolitan, and then you have your porn.
Grudge fuck.
Right. Grudge fuck, great fuck. Yeah, that was my first time with printed porn, which I don't think exists. It exists still, but...
It seems superfluous.
It does. It seems completely just why.
Like a waste of time.
It does. It takes a long time to read those articles.
Well, especially with guys, you have that in your head. I mean, with video, you can blink your eyes and take a picture. And it just sticks in the spank bank. And you store that up for when you're, like, stuck in Abu Ghraib
and
or something.
And being, like, a boy of, like, between the ages of 12 and 16, like, you could take an image from, like, the cover of, like, Cosmopolitan and have that for months on end.
If you could harness that power, we wouldn't need nuclear. Like teen fucking horniness. That's what we need to do, is like have a bunch of like teenagers just watching
with
porn
electrodes off of their
testicles. Sacks, just jerking it. We could run cities.
We'd power Las Vegas and Reno.
It'd be like Matrix.
The next exposure I had to actual video porn was actually later. I was probably like 16. I was over at this kid's house. His name was Chris, and I was over at his house, and for some reasons, like, we were playing music upstairs, but there were, like, you know, three or four of his friends who decided to slip a porno, and then I walked in, I just watched it. It was just people fucking, and I was just like, why would you want to watch this in a room with a bunch of other guys? And that was my first concept.
I've heard stories of a lot of guys, and mine's the same story.
I've heard stories of the guys, like, who have, like, the blanket parties.
But doesn't it seem like that guys always watch porn for the first time with, like, eight other dudes?
That's something at a very young age I was like, no.
You felt uncomfortable?
I don't want to be watching this with other guys around.
I need to be by myself.
This is mine. This is secret. I'm taking this to my fucking little bedroom. I'm going to listen to a record by Boston. Make sure my brother's not coming home from work.
Crank up some Dio and punch the munchkin.
I called it the Blumkin at the time.
Burp the worm.
But they were just watching it and they were laughing. It's not like they were doing anything, but
it's got to be awkward too, because I mean you're watching it, you know, with a bunch of guys, and also you as a teenager, you want to fuck.
I also hit puberty very late, so I don't think I was at my I want to fuck stage yet.
You're like, God, I can't wait to go home and play some D&D. Roll my character.
I didn't think we were going to get through this podcast without a D&D mention, by the way, with porn. No, didn't think about it. And that was it. That was my exposure to porn.
Okay, so the last one that we have in our categories is, what's the most fucked up porn you ever saw?
Oh, it was probably about, I think it was a year ago. It was the most fucked up porn I ever saw.
You're so much older than mine. I'm so young, but
I hit puberty late, man. You're just an earlier developer, you know? You did your exercises before I did. I was still reading comic books and trying to fucking learn how to play a bar chord. You had already mastered that.
You're still like having like arguments with your friends, like, who would win against Green Lantern and Superman? Seriously, I'm not fucking around this time. We're gonna figure this out.
I was having those
crunchy numbers.
I was having conversations like Bonham or Moon, who was like at like 13. Bonham or Moon, who's a better drummer, and like, you know, days passed, friendships are lost and remade, like hugging and kissing ensues, and then the argument starts again. And so porn wasn't really on my mind.
Okay, what is it?
I was at this birthday party,
with like eight other dudes again, right?
No,
same guys.
There was actually about like 15 people there, and the birthday party was kind of a scavenger hunt. The person whose birthday it was said, I want to have a scavenger hunt. And one of his lists on the scavenger hunt was, find me some porn. So people had about like 2 hours to find some porn. And then they found some porn and then put it on a projector, and it was sitting in a room with about 15 other adults watching what I had never... I knew it existed. I mean, I've seen Weeds, but I never really thought. It was stump fucking. And it was gay stump fucking.
Wait. Like somebody cut down a tree and there was like an orgy?
No, that's pirate porn. Like, it wasn't pirate. It wasn't like Peg Leg Jones going at it with the wench.
Oh, you mean like
it was
disfigured.
It was
amputee
porn.
Oh,
a dude had his foot clipped off like around the shin. And he's just, it's two guys, they're both lying on their back on a fucking nice little fucking mohair blanket. And he's just sitting there jamming his little stump into another man's ass. And it's watching like 15, it's like 15 people watching going, wow. And I think that's the age that I think that, to me, I was just like, this is good. This is a bunch of people having the same reaction.
Well, also, you can appreciate it as an older man.
Yes.
As an older person.
I could. And that it was just weird.
Do you remember,
like,
the title of it?
It was called White Something. It was like, it wasn't White Castle because they make burgers, but it was like White Knights or like White. I think it was Knights with a K-N, but it wasn't that. I know it took place in L.A. in the, I'm going to say the late 70s.
Oh, so it was an older, yeah. Older.
Oh, it was. If any of our listeners know what it is, please let us know. You can
actually, you know what? I'm writing down. I'm going to take a note, and we're going to find this.
It's
for Fake Break.
I mean, it was just, you look at it, you're like, wow. And it was just stump fucking. It was just a person's stump leg going into someone's anus. And I was just like, wow.
Oh, Tyler, we're going to watch this on...
Tyler's not
Tyler's
amused.
Already going for it.
He's like the queen.
Stump fucking. I thought that I'd seen it all, but I've never seen the stump fucking.
Yeah.
Like a guy with a stump shoving it into another man's ass.
Or any other body part. Even a mouth would be kind of gross.
It just seems like such a... The circumference of your leg seems so... large.
But you've seen porn where, you know, they shove lots of things.
Oh, yeah,
places.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Fuck.
I've seen an orange. That's it can't be really crazy. Wider than an orange.
Is that what you gauge? What can go in your ass?
Bigger than an orange can go in your ass.
See, I'm a bowling ball guy.
Ooh. Ooh. I also had this band rehearsal space. A friend of mine had like a recording studio and a band rehearsal space, and behind their couch they had literally a stack that was 2 feet high of just porn. And it was, some of it was just like really like, how much shit can we shove in someone's ass? And it was just really, it was just kind of gross.
See, that just doesn't seem sexy to me.
It doesn't at all to me either.
Well,
and plus the pages were really sticky.
Well, I always, my sexuality, I'm not that crazy.
You're
with my sexuality.
Butter type of guy?
Well,
meat
yeah,
and potatoes.
Right. I think that just sex, regular sex is pretty awesome. That I don't have that kind of, I guess it would be a foible of having, you know, like I need something jammed in my ass and I need to be punched in my kidney.
And I need to be licking something that's right. Furry.
And we need to be videotaped by like a one-eyed donkey or something. But how fucked up would that be that you have to have that stipulation to get off?
It's pretty crazy. It's yeah, I don't. I mean, I have those things.
What's a fetish call for stumpers? Stumpies? Stumps? Stumps? Stumpers?
I don't know.
We got to find that. Yeah. We did a show a while back that was all fetish. Like what names of fetish porn was.
Wow. Was I not there?
Yeah, you were there.
Oh, okay. I just don't remember.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. But how about you?
My first porn, the first time I ever saw porn, my cousin David was at the house and he found my dad's stash of Playboys, and it was just Playboys.
It was Playboys.
Like Bush action, like the 70s.
That was the golden age of Playboy.
Probably.
The women looked right.
I think I was like maybe 8 or 9. So that would be 80, or that'd be 79, 70.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was in the 70s. So, yeah. Bush was insane.
Oh, they just looked.
And I just remember sitting down there, like, reading it like library books and going through and just checking it out and going, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is going on? And I knew that I liked it, but I had no idea what to do with
right.
it. I hadn't been taught how to jerk off or anything like that. But
who taught you how to jerk off?
I was a late jerker. Very late.
I was
late
too,
jerker.
But I was obviously late on all the things, as you
I
said.
I had sex before I jerked off. I
what?
Didn't, yeah, I didn't jerk off until I was in my 20s. Honest to God, I swear to God. You guys are looking
are
at me like
that,
I'm fucking
Tyler?
Crazy.
I'm not buying
it's
that.
It's very true. I had my I was way older.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to give you a complex, but you're a fucking freak.
I didn't know. I kept thinking that like my ancestors would be watching me and ridiculing me and like taking notes.
But I didn't even know how to jerk off the first time. I was just like fucking the couch cushions that were in between each other until I realized there must be a more expedient, less chafing way to do this, man. And then I went, well, there's my hand. I didn't even know what jerking off was, but when I went like something's
so
gotta be done.
You'd hump, like,
I did it twice.
Furniture.
I literally did it twice. And then I went, this kinda hurts, because it was kind of like a tweed thing, like a tweed finish couch. It was like a sectional type of thing, like an L, and it was like tweed, and the top of like it was you know, had that like that ribbing of fabric that just it hurt. And I realized there has to be an easier way to do this. I never like and because the couch couldn't make me come, and I needed something that could lead me off to a finish. You're looking at me like I'm a weirdo, Tyler.
Was there a hole in the cushion?
Well, no, there's the separation. There's that split. And if you grab the edges of him and push him, it kind of makes like this weird little...
it's not the act. I can see it being viable, and I would do that to this day. I just think... I'm just thinking of the tenacity and...
I just knew just, like, something has to come. Yeah. I mean, I didn't mean that pun.
I just think of you just going, like, because that's not an impulse move if you've done it before. You're like on the school bus going, oh, we just got a new fucking recliner. I'm gonna fuck the shit.
It was
out of
actually,
it
was a lot quicker than that. I was alone at home on a Saturday night, and I was just like, it needs to be done now. I'm sorry. But it was Jennifer Connelly. Like, come on.
You fucked a corduroy couch.
It was, yeah, kind of. It was more of tweed, and it kind of hurt. And so I was like, and I think about like 3 days later, I figured out the hand to cock ratio. So,
I just like see you just like so focused.
My ass was up
just
in the
like,
air. It was
happening.
It was as high as the Andes, just plunging down to the depths, the ocean, man. I was going for just, yeah.
Fucking a couch.
What?
That should be another thing. That should be another thing. Like, what's the weirdest thing you fucked? Because I know I fucked some weird
shit. The couch isn't the weirdest thing I've ever fucked.
I can't think of anything that was weird. I want to add to the conversation, but I can't think of anything. All I think about you is fucking the couch.
Come on, man. I hit puberty late. I didn't have a guide.
Oh, that's just good.
I mean, you're sitting there at like 9 watching Playboys and going, I don't know why it feels so good. And I was just sitting there going, something needs to be done.
I mean, my route could have been drastically changed too if there was like some, you know, some accoutrement around it. Like
right.
Some couch or something.
Well, college professors wearing tweed jackets, they get me every time.
All right. My first video that I ever saw was I was in 7th grade. And I was at my with another cousin, a different cousin, and it was the first time I took mushrooms. Yeah, and
okay,
keep
going.
And so there was probably about like maybe 4 of us, and eventually we come back into the house, and it was somebody's parents were out of town, so we were over at their house partying, and it was in the woods. It was in Damascus, and we're. You know, tripping out in the woods, and then we went back to the house to watch this porn, and it was called Candy Striper. And I remember it vividly. And there was one scene where there was a it was Candy Striper, and it was a VHS tape, so it was Candy Striper, and then the other one was Kate and the Indians. And so we watch Candy
Savages.
Striper from start to finish. And then, you know, and I'm chipping diamonds at the time. I mean, like, and trying to hide my wood, you know, thinking
right.
Like, oh, I'm the weird one here. And so then it goes into Kate and the Indians. And I don't remember what, you know, the plot point is. It's pretty important. I think it was like a Sacagawea type of thing. And the only scene that I remember from Kate and the Indians was this midget on a stool fucking this girl doggy style, and he's like, you make a little big man feel good. and I was so horny and so turned on, but that line just kind of made me laugh a little bit. It's like, oh my God. And I had no idea what to do with it.
Right. But
so
it
I went to sleep. I think I had a lot of wet dreams. I had a lot of wet
I've
dreams.
Never had a wet dream in my life.
Dude, I am, oh man.
I never have.
Nocturnal emission. I bet that's the thing I want to see when I go to when I die,
when I go to Valhalla.
I knew what you were talking about, but I didn't have the word for it, so I just tried to throw it in there.
No, when I do the past life pavilion, I want to see how many fucking nocturnal emissions I have.
I've never had one, man.
Oh, man. Crazy.
Well,
because
as soon as
I didn't jerk off, it had to go somewhere.
As soon as I got over the couch, man, it was just, there was so much shit being poured out.
We have to give that couch a name, because I'm not going to let this go, Patrick. This is staying forever.
Oh.
So the most fucked up porn I ever saw, I was in my first apartment, and a bunch of friends and I were always wanted to watch donkey porn just for the, like, to say we did.
To check it off your bucket list?
Yeah, honest to God, we were all like, oh, we got to get that donkey porn. And a friend of mine, I'm going to drop a name, Jeff Troon. He brought over like 6 VHS tapes of shit, and he just goes, "There you go, boys." And he gave us like the salute, like, "Top of the morning to you."
Did he leave?
And then he just left.
Got in his Trans-Am and went away?
We had to go get it from his house. We drove over there in a friend of mine's car, got the tapes, and he's like, "You don't want to." And he kept going, "You don't want to see it. You don't want to see it." And we're like, "Yes, we have to see it. We have to see it." And he goes, He goes, "This is fucked up shit." And I was like, we were like, no. It's okay. We've been waiting. We're prepped. We're good. And it wasn't like we're going to jerk off to it. We were just, you know, we needed to see like somebody get fucked by a donkey. Bucket list. And so we get back to the house, and there's a room full of dudes, and we realize there's 7 tapes, and he didn't specify what one had the donkey porn on it.
So now you guys are like historians.
So we're like, all right, let's get into this. Just pick a random one, put it in. And it ended up being a classic film called Eels of Pleasure.
Eels of Pleasure.
Eels of Pleasure. And basically it was a woman in a room with plastic all over the floor being fucked by these live eels. And what's gross, this is fucked up. Get ready. Get ready, because this is disgusting.
Spoiler alert.
It gets
alert.
Worse. Is that when she's getting fucked by these eels, they put condoms on them so they wouldn't bite her.
Oh,
and
God.
It would suffocate the eels, so the room was full of these dead eels.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, shut it off. Shut it off, but no one would do it, and you couldn't look away. It's like looking at a head wound. You're like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? This is horrible. And yeah, and by the way, I was masturbating at this time in my life.
Oh, but you weren't at the time.
No, not then. I wasn't sure.
Not that moment.
I don't think I could get a boner for like a month after watching that stuff. That is just like boner graveyard. It was horrible. It was awful. And all of us just were like sitting there going, oh my God, Eels of Pleasure's bad. And then it went into like a bunch of other stuff, but that was like the worst one.
Oh my God.
It was horrible.
So you never had to deal, like I didn't have to deal with it, because as I've talked to you before, like watching porn was something like I don't want anyone else around. But as I've got older, I heard about like people sharing things about, they would hang out with their friends and they'd like go watch porn, and each of them would have like their blanket, like they're all Linus or something. And they would have like blanket parties.
Oh, where you just jerk off into the blanket?
Yeah. And like no one can see, you know, but I was just like, why would you want to do that with other people?
That's pre-internet. I don't think people do it now.
No, I'm sure they don't do it now, but I didn't do that then.
It's fucked up. I did it, but whatever.
Okay. To Eels of Pleasure?
Not to Eels of Pleasure. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
There was a lot of beer involved in blankets. And it was a very dark
place. Okay, so you jerked off in a little. Do you remember the first?
We're going to cut that out, by the way.
That's fine. Do you remember the first, like,
you're never friends with the man till you blanket party with him. Buddy, my 40th is coming up. That's what I want for my birthday.
I don't have any blanket friends. Party. I'd do it with you, because it would be awesome when I fucking like ripped off the blanket and my cock shot rainbow colored candy treats everywhere. All prosthetic.
Disturbs me.
Do you remember the first girl watching the screen who you actually were just like, I got to jerk off now too?
Every day. Now I'm like a beat off fiend. I watch like weird shit, and like I'm I'm gonna as soon as I get home. This is not going on the show. This is all going to be edited.
No, it won't. I'm editing this show.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
our topic of the week. I think we need a little sounder after that. I think we need a sounder.
Actually, before we move on, if anybody has a story about their first porn, call us at the Hideous Creature Show, 503-928-7751.
That's it.
And leave a message of what was your first porn experience. Patrick, you think we get a movie madness from you?
That's probably no fun anyway.
Guess girls don't fall in love with fun.
I couldn't understand his first few words.
I didn't know what that... Can you play it again?
Yeah.
That's probably no fun anyway.
Guess girls don't fall in love with fun.
I got girls don't fall in love with fun.
I got that too, and I got...
I heard it was something... This wasn't as much fun for you.
Mm.
I'm going to play another one.
Okay.
Now you sit down, you old son of a bitch! This is my house, this is my child, and you are my guest. And you sit down before I knock your ignorant ass in the next week.
I have no idea. I used to think I was good at this game, but evidently I suck.
Last one.
If you can't fix it, Jack, you got a standard.
For how long?
As long as we can ride it. There ain't no rains on this one.
I think our listeners just got it, and I understand why. They got it from the music. Which I think, weirdly enough, this is very fitting for this show.
This is a sausage fest today. Hey, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we come back, we are going to play a little game called VHS Cover Read-Off. And we are going to do our douchebags. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Five minutes. Business. Business is on the bum.
Well, give us a couple of beers. That'll help a little.
If you want to know why old-style light drinkers are so loyal, just try someone else's light.
That ain't our beer. Where'd you get this from?
Ex-jocks like it, and it's cheaper than yours.
Old-style light is naturally brewed, so it's naturally better.
When Dutch comes around, he's going to leave you some beer.
How many shall we leave?
Oh, two kegs.
You hear that, Dutch?
Old-style light.
Bring in five kegs.
We have returned from fake break. It was a very nice, simple fake break.
It's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. We sat on the porch and looked through some VHS tapes that I've been trying to get rid of.
been like a month and a half.
It's been a long time. Excuse me. So anyway, I have these VHS tapes. We cleaned out the basement. And I have these two huge boxes of VHS tapes that I'm going to give to Goodwill. And basically, I've been procrastinating, and they've just been sitting on my front porch for a long time. And before the show, we were sitting around kind of brainstorming, and I just kind of picked one out and realized how fucking stupid the synopsis was for the movie. Like, okay, for instance... There's a, you know, the little case that the movie sits in. It has, you know, on the front it has like, you know, I'm reading right now. There's a Nicolas Cage and shit. And it says on the front of it, it says a slam bang action thriller.
They always are.
Roger Ebert. And on the back, I was just, you know, we were sitting around and I started reading it. And I went, who the fuck writes this shit?
I think it's an intern.
You think it's an intern?
I think it's like this little intern. They give him like, write this or you're not going to get paid next week.
This is powerful stuff, Patrick. I think that maybe Hemingway's rolling over in his grave, realizing that he could have done this.
Can you give me a passage?
Yes. Anyway, so Patrick and I chose four of them. I have two, Patrick has two, and we've decided to read these because they are so over the top.
We miss
awesome.
You, Jenny.
Yeah. Deep from the files of Who Gives a Fuck. Jenny Kaler just caught 10,000 shrimp. God, I can't wait to eat shrimp. You know what I was thinking next week? Seriously, Patrick, should this barbecue. Not fake break barbecue. We'll do the show and then we'll barbecue.
And then we'll barbecue. Let's get the show done by let's get it done by 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. I'm in. I'm up early anyway. Okay, so this is the one that I found that I liked. And it reads very, very special. Hollywood superstar Sean Connery. Hunt for Red October. It's in parentheses. Joins Academy Award winner Nicolas Cage. Parentheses. 1995 Best Actor for Leaving Las Vegas. In an action-packed thriller of the year.
Why are you reading the movie credits it's Pee Wee Herman's overdub? And
should I read
Mr. Herman?
Should I read it?
No, okay. You only do it in that spot.
Do I? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This action-packed thriller of the year, The Rock. All San Francisco is taken hostage when a vengeful general, Ed Harris, in parentheses, Apollo 13, seizes control of Alcatraz Island, threatening to launch missiles loaded with a deadly poisonous gas. With time running out, only the young FBI chemical weapons specialist, Cage, in parentheses, I don't need to say that. And a notorious federal prisoner, Connery, they only have the skills to penetrate the island fortress in the defenses to solve the lethal situation. Edge of your seat, suspense, and unstoppable action explode off the screen in this must-see action picture event.
It's an event.
Can I read that last line again?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I hope that someday I get married and this is what they say about my wedding. This edge of the seat suspense with unstoppable action explodes off the screen in a must-see motion picture event. It's an event, Patrick. Yep. This is an event. Yep. You know what? I've wasted all my life not watching this movie constantly.
I don't know what
I feel
means.
Like a dick now.
You've never watched this movie constantly?
Oh, I watched it. I own it.
This is the one Michael Bay movie I can actually stomach to stand because it's just so bad.
Okay.
I got one. I'm not going to actually tell you the title of this movie.
Oh, okay.
This is like a weird little movie madness, I guess. When these two actors square off, this movie is going to sizzle. It is a truly epic sweep. Conviction and awesome proficiency, says Time Magazine. This movie includes dazzling set pieces and a bank heist that USA Today's Mike Clark calls the greatest action scene of recent times. So, let's go.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. This movie offers the most this movie is just this movie is going to give you so much.
Fuck having kids. Fuck breathing. I need to see this shit.
This movie offers the most impressive collection of actors in one movie this year. That's what David Answin of Newsweek wrote. There's so many actors, but I'm not going to tell you all of them. John Voight, Val Kilmer, Tom Sizemore, and Ashley Judd.
She's hot.
Yeah, but I think she squeaks when she's having sex.
When she's fucking a couch?
She's eh! Exactly. Hopefully that thing's made of velvet. It's a little softer then. They're among the memorable supporting players in this tale of brilliant LA cop Vincent Hanna, following the trail from a deadly armed robbery to a crew headed by master thief Neil McCulley. The trouble is, McCulley's expertise is at least equal to Hanna's prowess as a cop.
Holy shit, this is like a book.
This movie goes way beyond the expectations of the cops and criminals genre and into the realm of movie masterpiece. June, tell me what this movie is.
This film is called Heat.
I wish people could. All right, can you do that? Because I don't know the next movie you're going to read. Because you just
should I void out the title?
I think you should void out the title and the actors.
I don't have a lot of light here. Hold on. Okay, this one in all caps with an explanation point. The paragraph starts off with "Adventure rules."
That's what it starts off with. Look. It's still like bold, and it's, I know, it's the rest of the text print, is and yellow, it's, and it's white.
Yeah,
it's like the only thing. Adventure rules.
As the Spectacular Mummy series explodes. I'm sorry, this is so awesome. It's so good. I want my epitaph to read something like this. As the Spectacular Mummy series explodes into a new realm of breathtaking nonstop action in movie title, unleashing WWE superstar The Rock as the most feared warrior of the ancient world, the title of the movie.
I think I got it.
Plunges
right now.
You into a sweeping tale filled with stunning fight sequences, awe-inspiring battles, and a pulse-pounding thrills. It's the ultimate special effects-powered epic and the most unseen-to-scene again adventure of the year.
I want you to do the trailers of movies, because I think you've harnessed like Brad Neely a little bit. The most adventurous back thing of the year.
It's awesome. A sweeping tale filled with
with
stunning fight sequences, awe-inspiring battles, and a pulse-pounding thrills. The ultimate special effects-powered epic and the most. The must-see and see again adventure of the year. I read it wrong. See again? If you watch this movie too much, you're going to get cancer.
See and see again.
And what is it?
Well, you already you said in your copy.
Yeah, that was just the star.
It's but how many movies has he really been in a Mummy's remake?
You need to see what The Rock's got cooking. And it's called the
Scorpion
King.
You told me a great question about a girl you used to dated.
Okay.
Tell me that story.
I dated this girl, and she loved The Rock. And so she'd come over sometimes, you know, and she'd rent movies and stuff. And she'd come over, and she'd dish out the movies. She'd get like four or five of them and sit down. And I'm like, I'd look at the DVDs, and I'm going, what the fuck? You got a bunch of Rock movies. And she goes, I need to see what The Rock's got cooking. And I always thought that was funny. That didn't go over good. Now you're not even listening, Patrick.
I am listening.
Okay.
It's really nice. I mean, you know.
This thrill fuck fest of disaster and decapitation.
I don't watch all of his movies, but I love Dwayne Johnson.
I do. I
love him to death.
I have to say, I like The Rock, too.
Every time he's in a movie, I kind of want to totally see it.
I got to see what he's got going.
I want to have a beer with that motherfucker, and I want him to be in like
He's Hawaiian. He's from Hawaii.
I didn't know that. No. Okay, again, I'm not going to tell you what this
Hawaiian
movie
pride,
is.
Like I've lived there.
Okay. A mobster is going a little wacky, and his shrink's afraid of getting whacked. Like, who writes this shit?
Some fucker, and he's burning in hell right now, hopefully.
This comedy will make you a comedy offer you can't refuse in the laugh-out-loud mob hit. We have a famous actor who definitely is spoofing the wise guys roles that have been a staple of his career. And he plays a powerful New York crime family racketeer. But his analyst, always one joke ahead of sleeping with the fishes, has just days to resolve his emotional crisis and turn him into a happy, well-adjusted gangster. Yes, this psychoanalyst is a family psychiatrist, but surely this is the kind of family that he had in mind. Who fucking got paid?
I don't know. That? You know, though, I think there's an art to it. I think
it's playing to the fucking the least common denominator, pretty much.
No, it's because we're getting closer to Idiocracy. Life is turning into this right before our eyes. And that movie was called
Analyze This.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone got it at home. This is like a movie madness inside of a movie madness.
Speaking of which, you think we can get one of those?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, this audio is really bad, but it's Laserdisc. It's not me.
I'm going to tell you this one time, Jack fucking Twist. And I ain't fooling. What I don't know, all them things that I don't know, I'd get you killed if I come to know them.
This is like, you know what this is, Patrick?
What?
This is what you did when you were gone last week.
What did I do when I was gone last week?
I don't know. Somebody chloroformed you and you recorded it.
You know what I don't know?
I don't know.
I'm sorry that this lead actor has some problems with...
Was he in American Me?
I've never seen that movie.
Is he a blonde guy?
He is. He's dead, actually, to give you a hint.
Oh, no.
This actor is dead.
No, that's not who I'm thinking of.
This actor is a Oscar-nominated actor. He's dead.
Okay, so why don't we jump into our douchebags of the week for episode 94 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
So before we go on, before we start, we are going to merge episode 93 and 94's Douchebag of the Week for the voting populace. Patrick, why don't you give us some loving, some douchebag loving.
Dateline, Lakeland, Florida. In her second arrest this year, the Atheists of Florida legal coordinator was jailed Sunday on a charge of simulating a sex act in the presence of a 10-year-old boy. Ellen Beth Walks, who's 48, is accused of purposely making noises from the inside of her home March 13th to pretend as if she were having sex while the boy and his father overheard. Walks made the noise in an effort to make the boy stop playing basketball outside her home in Lake Victoria Drive. She told them to stop shooting baskets because she was trying to sleep. Sleep with who? Oh! The sheriff's detective began investigating after a boy's father, Otto Lehman, filed for an injunction for protection against her in April. A complaint affidavit said the boy played basketball near her home around 8:30 a.m. and she yelled through an open window for him to stop. Lehman and his son, Forrest, returned later and she started to yell,
"Run, Forrest, run!" Sorry.
She started to yell, "Oh, John!" repeating it over and over again and kept increasing the volume until it was a loud scream, according to the report.
So she's trying to get them to shut up by being louder than them, playing basketball, by fake fucking?
Yeah. She was also moaning and making other sounds that sounded like a woman experiencing sexual gratification in an extremely loud fashion. She continued until Otto and his son Forrest left. A lawyer representing Walks said he would schedule a hearing to argue that his client should be released. She has multiple sclerosis, she requires several types of medication, and her medical needs cannot properly be met while in jail. Her attorney also said that the state attorney's office is using a dispute between neighbors to further prosecute her. She was trying to get rest after having chemotherapy when she asked the boy to stop playing basketball. He said Walks was calling to a friend inside her home to help with taking medication. There is no simulation of sex act here. The kid didn't see anything. Moaning is not a sex act. There is no evidence that a sex act was occurring. He accused the assistant state attorney, Brad Copley, of targeting her on behalf of those who oppose her personal, religious, and political views. She's an atheist.
She's a Jedi.
So she doesn't believe in anything. For him to deal with something like this is an extraordinary waste of resources.
Pretending to make loud sex noises so people stop playing basketball?
It's kind of stupid, actually.
I think it's kind of rad. I mean, that's where you go when you don't have any other resources to delve into.
Except your own grit.
Well, she just got out of chemotherapy.
Right. And she just wants to sleep.
And they're like bouncing the ball. Boom.
And that's an annoying fucking sound sometimes.
And it's irregular. I mean, if it had a tempo.
You could dance to it.
You'd go to sleep to it.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't think she's a douchebag. I think maybe the people playing basketball were kind of douchey.
But they have a right to play basketball, don't they?
I think
I'm just trying to bring up devil's advocate. Doesn't a 10-year-old boy have a right to play basketball?
Well, he does until somebody says, "Get the fuck out of here."
But if you had a kid and he's playing basketball and somebody goes, "Stop playing that basketball, it's too loud," wouldn't you be like, "Fuck you"? Like,
I would.
It's 8:30 in the morning. It's not like it's 10:30 at night.
Well, I mean, there's certain
or 10 p.m. at night.
You're coming out of you're looking out of your window, I'm supposing, of a shitty apartment, I'm assuming, and telling them to shut up. I'd leave.
I
take my ball and go home.
I tell her to shut the fuck up. Get some earplugs. I think she's kind of like, I'm sorry she's going through chemo, but you know, I maybe we differ on this. Maybe this is up for our listeners to decide.
We're going to have to put this to the listeners.
I think we are. Is it going to be Ellen Beth Wax, who's going through chemo, or is it the kid who just wants to play basketball? He doesn't know what the fuck she's going through, and it wouldn't even make sense to him.
I say shut the fuck up and go home.
Okay.
And you're going to stick by, you need to play basketball? You can go anywhere in the city and play basketball.
Maybe Lakefield, Florida only has one basketball hoop.
The one? The coveted basketball
hoop? It's in their shitty
apartment.
It
doesn't even have a net on it. It's just the hoop. Patrick, can you give us another douchebag, please?
I have to read the other one?
I know. Well, you have to.
All right. Fuck it. I will. Hold on a second. Police in Charleston, West Virginia found Mark Thompson wandering around the woods in bra and panties. And he was also covered in blood of his neighborhood's pygmy goat.
Okay.
Wait, stop. Can I just go back? Stop. Don't
no,
talk.
I just,
shh, hush.
Well, I was ready to fuck a couch.
He was in his bra and panties covered in blood of his neighbor's pygmy goat, which he had killed in his bedroom. He had been high on bath salts for 3 days.
I know about bath salts.
What the fuck's going on with bath salts?
Okay, the kids these days are buying this thing called bath salts. They're sold over the internets, and you get them, and they're not bath salts. They're not something that you use like in a bath situation.
Mm-hmm.
You, I don't know if you smoke it or you eat it or what it is, but it gives you hallucinogenic properties. Yeah. Out of curiosity, what happened to the days where you scored acid or you went out and picked mushrooms with your cousin in Damascus and then watched
Kate and Donkey
and then watched Kate and the Indians
or eel porn or whatever the fuck you were doing? Thompson neighbors, Mark Thompson, his neighbor, Lisa Powers, had been keeping a goat in her backyard as a gift for her grandson. That's a kind of a weird
Are they Wiccans?
I don't know. But her nephew, this is confusing, but her nephew got a call that Thompson had taken the goat. When the nephew went into Thompson's house, they found him covered in blood and without pants. That's when they called the police. As one, wait, this is copy.
That's when you get to the point that I can't deal with this anymore. Okay. We need to have a third party come in here immediately.
That's when you call the police. And this is copy. I just want to read this. This is how this article was written. That's when they called the cops, as one does when you find a bloody, pantless man in his own home. Actually, when you find a bloody, pantless man in his own home, you kind of leave him alone. That's just my personal, you know, just let bygones be bygones and move.
There's so many derivatives. It points to good. It points to a good story.
The cops found Mark Thompson wandering around in the woods near his home. He had obviously killed his neighbor's goat. Because he was high on bath salts. Bath salts, one hell of a drug.
We haven't looked it up yet, and we should, and we'll divulge this on a next week's show. But how do you think you do bath salts?
I don't even know what they are.
Do you smoke? I don't even know what form it is in. Like, are they crystals? Are they powder? I mean, it's not a plant or anything like that. What's your bet?
There was a hyperlink in the article. So there's a thing that says there's a thing that calls America's newest scourge bath salts. Several states may ban bath salts that contain the chemicals mephedrone and, I'm sorry about this, methylene dioxyprovalerone because people are now snorting, injecting, and smoking them to get high.
So it's all of them.
I think it's just bath salts.
Injecting, really?
Snorting.
Like, you
and
need
smoking.
To have the effects of bath salts that fast that you have to fucking put it into your veins.
I never thought about it. They're so relaxing. That's probably because there are drugs there, and you're kind of inhaling them when they're, like, released from the hot water a little bit. Mm-hmm. But maybe if you just inject them, you get a bigger kick. But this dude was high on bath salts and went over to his neighbor's house and killed their goat. Stole the goat. Took it into his bedroom, took off his pants, and then
dressed like a fucking lady, and then killed the goat. I mean, do you think he killed it? Do you think he fucked it to death? Or do you think that he just...
I think he slit its throat and then fucked it to death. That's what I think he
That's
did.
How you do it?
That's how a professional would do it, and I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
How a professional would do it. That's how we did it in my neighborhood.
I have certain standards for humanity, and I hope they meet up to those.
Did you berate the goat before you fucking killed it? You're a stupid, ugly goat, and your stupid goat ass is mine.
No, I think he was feeding it like produce from Whole Foods, just trying to get it like extraly charged of goodness.
Wait, let me see if I can do a goat. One sec.
Eat this carrot. It's organic. Yeah, you like that, don't you? All right.
Wait, it's a pygmy goat.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know either.
I don't know what to say. But yeah, we for these 2 weeks, douchebags, man. I don't know. That's weird. Do you want me to recap?
I'm gonna recap from last week real quick.
Okay, and then I'll punch in with this week.
We're gonna merge the two from episode 93 and 94. We have the teacher that walked naked in the school, saying that his third eye was revealed.
Mm-hmm.
The man that peed on the... You haven't heard these, have you?
I haven't. No, I haven't listened to
a
it.
A man that peed on the cough syrup at Walgreens.
That's fair enough.
The asshole ninjas from Pittsburgh that were attacking people. I think there was another one, but we're going to have it on the website and you guys can vote for it.
Right.
And then what were this week's?
This week's was the woman who faked orgasmic loud moans to get a 10-year-old to stop playing basketball. You can also vote for the kid playing basketball being a douchebag because we haven't figured that out. Or we get Mark Thompson, costume expert extraordinaire, who decided to steal a goat and kill it while he was high on bath salts. Really? That's the new thing?
Should we get bath salts and try it out for the show?
Like maybe smoke them a little bit?
No, I'm injecting it.
Okay, well, I'll smoke them, and then Jenny can...
We'll do whatever it takes to get it
in. We do the trifecta of them.
Oh, that's good.
So that is your douchebag.
Thank you, Patrick.
Of the week.
For episode 94, The Hideous Creature Show. So you can go on to our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think is a douchebag of the week for episodes 93 and 94. Pray it's all right. You gotta get away. Sorry, I get into Dio. Patrick, I was wondering if we could get a movie madness out of you.
You know, friend, this is a goddamn bitch of an unsatisfactory situation.
I have no idea what this is. Tyler, do you have an idea? Can you even establish an actor?
I think I got that guy.
Can we get that one more time, Patrick, please?
You know, friend, this is a goddamn bitch of an unsatisfactory situation.
You can ask me questions, Tyler, if you want.
What year?
This movie came out in... I'm trying to think of when I saw this movie. It came out in the 2000s, I know that.
All right, let's get another one. Let's figure this shit out.
Okay.
I told you, it ain't gonna be that way. You know, you got your wife and baby in Texas, and, you know, I got my life in Riverton.
That's so. You and Alma, that's a lie.
Oh, you shut up about Alma. This ain't her fault. The bottom line is, we're around each other, and this thing grabs hold of us again in the wrong place, in the wrong time. We're dead.
Is it science fiction? Or is this, what kind of backwoods hillbilly bullshit are you fucking playing with me?
Why don't you just let me be, huh? It's because of you, Jack, that I'm like this. Nothing. I'm nowhere. Oh. Get the fuck off me!
I think I got it.
You think you got it?
I have never seen this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I'm going to give you one more until the reveal.
Okay. I think I got it.
Okay, you want to talk to Tyler?
The only reason why I think I have it, can I say why?
Go ahead.
Because it's a sausage fest today. Am I right?
It's sausage fest today. Here's one more until the reveal.
This is a one-shot thing we got going on here.
It's nobody's business but ours.
Got it.
You know I ain't queer.
Me yes. Neither.
That got fucking it. Acoustic guitar, I got it. God damn it.
Oh, man. Good choice on the sausage fest, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you want to do another one?
Tyler knows what it is, too. All right,
I never saw this.
Do you want to reveal this? You never saw it?
No, I never saw it. Okay. I didn't see it. I'm going to watch it.
It's a good movie.
But let's do another clip.
Okay.
For someone that might not know it.
You have no idea how bad it gets.
Oh, I do.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
There it is. That's it.
That's it. You want to reveal it, June?
Yes. The film is called Brokeback Mountain.
In case any of you haven't seen it. Yeah, there you go.
Touche, Patrick.
It felt natural.
I couldn't get it, and I thought sausage fest.
Yeah.
And then,
I found it at like a secondhand store. It was a later
Laserdisc.
It was a later version of a Laserdisc in 2004.
They call them Blu-rays, Patrick. I can't quit you, Patrick.
Is that because you're sore?
What's funny is like my ass is sore.
Yeah.
At the soccer match last weekend, I got a little tipsy and I fell down the stairs.
Well,
my
you know
hurt.
What? You guys got Willow too quick last week, so I had to pick one that.
By the way, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Gem. Hey, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. If you want to talk to us, like anybody wants to talk to us. You can do that on our Facebook page, which is Hideous Creature Show Podcast.
Hideous Creature Show.squarespace.com.
No, I was talking about the Facebook. Hideous Creature Show Facebook,
just
whatever
Hideous
it is.
Hideous Creature Show. I'm sorry.
You can give us a call anytime, happy, sad, drunk, sober, pissed off. And please do, because it's nice. We got some very, very good calls this last
week.
We're saving them up because the stinger of the show is actually going to be a caller calling in that was around me when I was very drunk last weekend.
Oh, so it's all about you. It's not about the callers.
It is about
listeners.
Me. It
it's
is
about you.
I swear to God. And it's horrible. I'm very, very drunk.
Great.
You can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, or iTunes. And if you guys have iTunes and you'd be so kind to take a little bit of your sweet time to go on there and give us a little review and a 5-star rating. We'll love you. We'll love you. We'll love you forever. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt. We have some for sale on our website. You just go to the store icon and punch it up. And we always talk about like getting extra large and stuff, but we're poor. We just bought a new board, which is kind of
we're
Patrick.
Poor?
You're a gem, by the way.
Wait, we're poor?
We're poor because we just douched our load on this thing.
You know, I heard the sweater budget on this show was 200 grand.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We just spent like tons of money on this shit.
Yeah.
But
We had champagne to buy, too.
Yeah.
We got to give some shout-outs of thanks, don't we?
We do. Our special thanks we have is to Johnny Fucker.
Thank you again, Johnny,
for letting us use your computer. Who, you know what? Check this out. Johnny Fucker's got a girlfriend. A lady friend.
Let's move on.
Really? You don't want to talk about this?
No. That's Johnny's
Nobody knows Johnny, so I'm just happy that he's got like a lady friend. I'd like to thank you, Tyler, for... coming to the show.
Thank you, Tyler.
Tyler's been
very patient.
Very patient. And also, I think he's looking for a gig. You want to be on the show?
Yeah, he does.
I think he does, too. He was supposed to do sound.
We're getting a microphone.
Way back in the day.
He doesn't have to do sound. He's better when he talks.
I would like to say a special thanks also to Bob. That was the one that recorded my ass being drunk, which it's going to be the stinger of the show. And a super special, awesome thanks to everybody that listens to the show. I can't say how nice it is to hear from you guys via our Skype line, 503-928-7751. And the emails we get and the posts that we get on Facebook is fantastic. I love hearing from everybody. It makes me not kill myself every day when I wake up. The intro to the show was Kool-Aid Dance, which we just found on the internet when we were starting the show. And the outro of the show is Ace Frehley back in the New York scene. And I would like to do a shout out to an ex-girlfriend of mine that I haven't talked to in a long time. And she's in New York right now. Jessica, I hope everything's awesome for you. We are going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
We miss you, Jenny.
You fucking cunt.
No, here. Come on.